Nazi Germany, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. Nazi Germany, or the Third Reich, refers to Germany in the years 1933 to 1945, when it was under the control of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, National Socialistische Deutsches Arbeiterparty, or Nazi Party, with the Führer Adolf Hitler as Chancellor and Head of State. Section 1. History and Terminology. Prior to and during World War II, Nazi Germany worked in close proximity with Imperial Japan and Fascist Italy. Collectively referred to as the Axis powers, all three nations participated in World War II, fighting against the Allies of World War II, led by the United Kingdom, the Soviet Union, and later the United States. Third Reich is often used as a near synonym for Nazi Germany. Despite the interchangeable status of the two terms, the Third Reich is never referred to as the Third Empire, its rough English equivalent. In German, the regime is and was sometimes referred to as the Drittes Reich. The Nazi Party used the terms Drittes Reich and Tausendjähriges Reich, Thousand-Year Reich, to connect the new German Empire to the ones of old, the Holy Roman Empire and German Empire, while alluding to envisioned future prosperity and the nation's supposed destiny. In speeches, books and articles about the Third Reich after the 8th of May 1945, the 1,000 years is often juxtaposed against the 12 years of the Third Reich's actual existence. The terms were used only briefly and dropped from propaganda in 1939, officially to avoid persiflage, possibly also to avoid religious connotations. Section 2. Ideology. Ideologically, the Nazis endorsed the concept of Großdeutschland, Greater Germany, and saw the incorporation of the Germanic peoples into one large nation as vital to their plans for the future. The German problem, as it is often referred to in English scholarship, focuses on the issue of administration in Northern and Central Europe, which has been an important theme throughout German history. This nationalist, Wagnerian love affair with the Volk concept culminated in the disaster of the Third Reich. Likewise, the issue of the administration of the Polish Corridor and Danzig ultimately led to World War II. The Nazis were also staunchly anti-communist and regarded the leftist movement and international capitalism as the work of conspirational Jewry. This platform manifested itself in the displacement, internment, and later the systematic extermination of an estimated 6 million European Jews in the midst of World War II. Other victims of Nazi persecution included the Slavs, Gypsies, political opponents, social outcasts, religious dissidents, homosexuals, handicapped persons, and unyielding church-affiliated leadership. One could argue that a war with the Soviet Union was inevitable based on the Third Reich's precepts, although World War II officially began when the United Kingdom and France declared war on Nazi Germany 2 days after Poland was invaded. The global conflict that followed left Europe in ruins and led to the death of roughly 62 million people. Section 3. Pre-war politics, 1933 to 1939. In the wake of the frustrations imposed through the Versailles Treaty, the worldwide economic depression of the 1930s, the counter-traditionalism of the Weimar period, and the threat of Soviet-sponsored communism in Germany, many voters began turning their support towards Adolf Hitler's radical Nazi Party, which made great promises of an economic, cultural, and military renewal. The Deutsche Dose legend figured prominently. On the 30th of January 1933, Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany by President Paul von Hindenburg, after attempts by General Kurt von Schleicher to form a viable government failed. Hindenburg was put under pressure by Hitler through his son Oskar, as well as intrigue from former Chancellor Franz von Papen following his collection of participating financial interests. Even though the Nazi Party had gained the largest share of the popular vote in the two Reichstag general elections of 1932, they had slim majority in parliament with the Papen-proposed nationalist NDVP and NSDAP coalition. This coalition ruled through accepted continuance of unconstitutional presidential decree issuance under Article 48, prevalent in all chancellorships since October 1931. The consolidation of power. The new government installed a dictatorship in a series of measures in quick succession. See Gleichschaltung for details. On the 27th of February 1933, the Reichstag was set on fire, and this was followed immediately by the Reichstag fire decree, which rescinded habeas corpus and civil liberties. A further step that turned Germany into a dictatorship virtually overnight was the Enabling Act, passed in March 1933 under pressure. The Act gave the government, and thus effectively Adolf Hitler, legislative powers, and also authorised it to deviate from the provisions of the Constitution. With these powers, Hitler removed the remaining opposition and turned the Weimar Republic into the Third Reich. Further consolidation of power was achieved on the 30th of January 1934 with the Gesetz über den Neuaufbau des Reichs, Act to Rebuild the Reich. The Act changed the highly decentralized federal Germany of the Weimar era into a centralized state. It disbanded state parliaments, transferring sovereign rights of the states to the Reich central government, and put the state administrations under the control of the Reich administration. Only the army remained independent from Nazi control, and the Nazi quasi-military SA expected top positions in the new power structure. Wanting to preserve good relations with the army, on the night of the 30th of June 1934, Hitler initiated the Night of the Long Knives, a purge of the leadership ranks of the SA, as well as other political enemies, carried out by another, more elitist Nazi organisation, the SS. Shortly thereafter, the army leaders swore their obedience to Hitler. At the death of President Hindenburg on the 2nd of August 1934, the Nazi-controlled Reichstag merged the office of Reichspräsident and Reichskanzler and reinstalled Hitler with a new title Führer und Reichskanzler. The inception of the Gestapo, police acting outside of any civil authority, highlighted the Nazis' intention to use powerful coercive means to directly control German society. Soon, an army estimated to be of about 100,000 spies and infiltrators operated throughout Germany, reporting to Nazi officials the activities of any critics or dissenters. Most ordinary Germans, happy with the improving economy and better standing of living, remained obedient and quiet. But many political opponents, especially communists and some types of socialists, were reported by omnipresent eavesdropping spies and put in prison camps where they were severely mistreated and many tortured and killed. It is estimated that tens of thousands of political victims died or disappeared in the first few years of Nazi rule. Social policy. The Nazi regime was characterized by political control of every aspect of society in a quest for racial, social, and cultural purity. Modern abstract art and avant-garde art was thrown out of museums and put on special display as degenerate art, where it was ridiculed. Interestingly, in one notable example on the 31st of March 1937, huge crowds stood in line to view a special display of degenerate art in Munich, while a concurrent exhibition of 900 works personally approved by Adolf Hitler attracted a tiny, unenthusiastic gathering. The Nazi Party pursued its aims through persecution and killing of those considered impure, targeted especially against minority groups such as Jews, Gypsies, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and homosexuals. In the years following the Nazi rise to power, many Jews fled the country and were encouraged to do so. By the Nuremberg Laws passed in 1935, Jews were stripped of their German citizenship and denied government employment. Most Jews employed by Germans lost their jobs at this time, their jobs being taken by unemployed Germans. On the 9th of November 1938, the Nazi Party incited a pogrom against Jewish businesses called Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, literally Crystal Night. The euphemism was used because the numerous broken windows made the streets look as if covered with crystal. By September 1939, more than 200,000 Jews had left Germany, with the Nazi government seizing any property they left behind. The Nazis also undertook programs targeting weak or unfit members of their own population, such as the T4 euthanasia program that killed tens of thousands of disabled and sick Germans in an effort to maintain the purity of the German master race, as described by Nazi propagandists. The techniques of mass killing developed in these efforts would later be used in the Holocaust. Under a law passed in 1933, the Nazi regime carried out the compulsory sterilization of over 400,000 individuals labeled as having hereditary defects, ranging from mental illness to alcoholism. Recent research has also emphasized the role of the extensive Nazi welfare programs that supposedly helped maintain public support for the regime until late in the war. The German community was nationalized, and labor and entertainment, from festivals to vacation trips and traveling cinemas, were all made a part of the Strength Through Joy program. Also crucial to the building of loyalty and comradeship was the implementation of the National Labour Service and the Hitler Youth Organisation, the former being compulsory and the latter consisting of nearly 6 million boys and girls. In addition to a number of architectural projects that were undertaken, the construction of the Autobahn made it the first national motor highway system in the world. It should be noted that between 1933 and 1936, Germany outpaced the United States in construction, automobile production, unemployment, and employment. All in all, the new Reich gave Germans confidence and naturally instilled loyalty. Economic policy. When the Nazis came to power, the most pressing issue was an unemployment rate of over 40%. The economic management of the state was first given to respected banker Helmut Schacht. Under his guidance, a new economic policy to elevate the nation was drafted. One of his first actions was to destroy the trade unions and impose strict wage controls. The government then expanded the money supply through massive deficit spending. However, at the same time, the government imposed a 4.5% interest rate ceiling, creating a massive shortage in borrowable funds. This was resolved by setting up a series of dummy companies that would pay for goods with bonds. The most famous of these was the MEFO company, and these bonds used as currency became known as MEFO bills. While it was promised that these bonds could eventually be exchanged for real money, the collapse was put off until after the collapse of the Reich. These complicated maneuvers also helped conceal armament expenditures that violated the Treaty of Versailles. According to economic theory, price control combined with a large increase in the money supply should have produced a large black money. But harsh penalties that saw violators sent to concentration camps or even shot prevented this development. Repressive measures also kept volatility low, reducing inflationary pressures. New policies also limited imports of consumer goods and focused on producing exports. International trade was greatly reduced, remaining at about a third of 1929 levels throughout the Nazi period. Currency controls were extended, leading to a considerable overvaluation of the Reichsmark. These policies were successful in cutting unemployment dramatically. Industry was mostly not nationalised, and businesses were still motivated by pursuing profits. However, industry was closely regulated with quotas and requirements to use domestic resources. These regulations were set by administrative committees composed of government and business officials. Competition was limited as major companies were organised into cartels through these administrative committees. Selective nationalisation was used against businesses that failed to agree to these arrangements. The banks, which had been nationalised by Weimar, were returned to their owners, and each administrative committee had a bank as members to finance the schemes. The German economy was transferred to the leadership of Hermann Göring when, on the 18th of October 1936, the German Reichstag announced the formation of a four-year plan, which was designed to gear the Nazi economy towards a war footing, which Hitler had revealed in the Hossbach Memorandum. It showed that Hitler planned a war in Eastern Europe in the pursuit of Lebensraum, literally living space. Hitler did not, however, believe that the Western powers of Britain or France would intervene, leaving him free to take over the USSR, whom he saw as the natural enemy of Germany. The four-year plan technically expired in 1940, but by this time Hermann Göring had built up a power base in the office of the four-year plan that effectively controlled all German economic and production matters. Under the leadership of Fritz Todt, a massive public works project was started, rivaling the New Deal in both size and scope. Its most notable achievement was the network of Autobahnen. Once the war started, the massive organisation that Todt founded was used in building bunkers, underground facilities and entrenchments all over Europe. Another part of the new German economy was massive rearmament, with the goal being to expand the 100,000-strong German army into a force of millions. In 1942, the growing burdens of the war and the death of Todt saw the German economy move to a fully war economy under Albert Speer. Section 4. World War II. The Danzig crisis peaked when Germany invaded Poland on the 1st of September 1939. This led to the outbreak of the Second World War in Europe, when on the 3rd of September 1939, the United Kingdom and France both declared war on Germany. The phony war followed until in 1940, when the Germans entered Denmark. As the British failed in their effort to secure Norway and undoubtedly cut the Germans off from Scandinavian ore, the Germans emerged victorious from the first encounter. Also in 1940, France and the Low Countries were invaded and fell to the Germans. Later that year, Germany subjected Britain to heavy bombing during the Battle of Britain. This may have served two purposes, either as a precursor to Operation Sea Lion, or it may have been an effort to dissuade the British populace from continuing to support the war and the government's meddling in European affairs. Already prior to the war, negative press in the country attempted to turn Britons against Adolf Hitler, and in 1940, the government made its position clear at Mez El Kebir. Germany invaded the Soviet Union on the 21st of June 1941, and on the eve of the invasion, Hitler's former deputy, Rudolf Hess, attempted to negotiate terms of peace with the United Kingdom in an unofficial private meeting after crash landing in Scotland. Adolf Hitler declared war on the United States on the 11th of December 1941, 4 days after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Although Nazi hubris is often cited, Hitler presumably sought the further support of Japan and was convinced of the United States' aggressive intentions following the leaking of Rainbow Five and hearing the foreboding anti-German content of Franklin Roosevelt's Pearl Harbor speech. Meanwhile, the persecution of minorities and undesirables continued both in Germany and the occupied countries. From 1941, Jews were required to wear a yellow star in public, and most were transferred to ghettos, where they remained isolated from the rest of the population. In January 1942, at the Wannsee Conference, under the supervision of Reinhard Heydrich, a plan for the final solution of the Jewish question, Entlösung der Judenfrage, in Europe was hatched. From then until the end of the war, some 6 million Jews and many others, including homosexuals, Slavs and political prisoners, were systematically killed, and more than 10 million people were put into forced labour. This genocide is called the Holocaust in English and the Shoah in Hebrew. The Nazis used the euphemistic German term Endlösung, final solution. Thousands were shipped daily to extermination camps, Vernichtungslager, sometimes called death factories, and concentration camps, Konzentrationslager, KZ, some of which were originally detention centres but later converted into mass murder factories or had death camps added to their facilities for the purpose of killing of their inmates. Parallel to the Holocaust, the Nazis conducted a ruthless program of conquest and exploitation over the captured Soviet and Polish territories and their Slavic population as part of their general plan Ost. According to estimates, 20 million Soviet citizens, 3 million non-Jewish Poles, and 7 million Red Army soldiers died under Nazi maltreatment in what the Russians called the Great Patriotic War. The Nazis' plan was to extend German Lebensraum, living space, eastward, with a pretext for launching the war in Eastern Europe in order to defend Western civilization against Bolshevism. Due to many of the atrocities suffered under Stalin, the Nazi message was interpreted by many to be legitimate. Many Ukrainians, Balts, and other disillusioned Soviets fought with the Germans, not to mention other Europeans enlisted in numerous short scuffle divisions. By February 1943, the Soviets had defeated the Germans at Stalingrad and began the push westwards, winning the tank battle at Kursk Oral in July. The German army was pushed back to the borders of Poland by February 1944, following the great success of Operation Bagration. The Allies opened a second front in June 1944 in Normandy, a year and a half after the Soviets had turned the tide on the Eastern Front. Soviet troops moving westward met Allied troops moving eastward at the Elbe on the 26th of April 1945. On the 30th of April 1945, as Berlin was being taken by Soviet forces, Hitler committed suicide. He was succeeded by Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz, whose caretaker government sought a separate peace with the Western Allies. On the 4th of May to the 8th of May 1945, German armed forces surrendered unconditionally. This was the end of World War II in Europe, and with the creation of the Allied Control Council on the 5th of June 1945, the four Allied powers assumed supreme authority with respect to Germany. Virtually all Germans in Central Europe had been expelled to west of the Oder-Neisse line, having affected around 17 million ethnic Germans. The French, US and British occupation zones later became West Germany, the Federal Republic of Germany, while the Soviet zone became the Communist East Germany, the German Democratic Republic, excepting sections of Berlin. West Germany recovered economically by the 1960s, being called the economic miracle, German term Wirtschaftswunder, partly due to economic aid by the United States of America under the Marshall Plan, while the East recovered at a slower pace under communism until 1990, due to reparations paid to the Soviet Union and the effects of the centrally planned economy. After the war, surviving Nazi leaders were put on trial by an Allied tribunal at Nuremberg for crimes against humanity. A minority were sentenced to death and executed, but most were jailed and then released by the mid-1950s due to poor health and old age. In the 1960s, 70s and 80s, some renewed efforts were made in West Germany to take those who were directly responsible for crimes against humanity to court, for example the Auschwitz trials. However, many of the less prominent leaders continued to live well into the 1970s and 1980s. In all non-fascist European countries, legal purges were established to punish the members of the former Nazi and fascist parties. Even there, however, some of the former leaders found ways to accommodate themselves under the new circumstances. An uncontrolled punishment hit the children of Nazis and those fathered by German soldiers in occupied countries, including the Lebensborn children. Military structure. This was made up of the Wehrmacht, or the armed forces. This, in turn, consisted of the Heer, the army, the Kriegsmarine, the navy, the Luftwaffe, the air force, the Abwehr, military intelligence, and the Waffen-SS, the Nazi Party military branch. Organization of the Third Reich. The leaders of Nazi Germany created a large number of different organizations for the purposes of helping them stay in power. They rearmed and strengthened the military, set up extensive state security apparatus, and created their own personal party army, the Waffen-SS. Through staffing of most government positions with Nazi Party members, by 1935 the German National Government and the Nazi Party had virtually become one and the same. By 1938, through the policy of Gleichschaltung, local and state governments lost all legislative power and answered administratively to Nazi Party leaders, known as Gauleiters. This SAM file and all texts in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/FDL.